Black Notice by Lotte Petri. Read by Olivia Mace for Saga Egmont. Chapter 1 of 5. The Flowers of Evil. A foul carcass on a gravel-strewn bed. Its legs raised in the air, like a lustful woman. Burning and dripping with poisons. An excerpt from the poem A Carcass by Charles Baudelaire. National Hospital, Copenhagen. Sara's ears popped uncomfortably as the lift rushed down to the basement level where the staff changing rooms were situated. Her mouth felt dry, and the onset of a headache felt like a helmet tightening around her temples. Sara was exhausted after her night shift in the neurosurgical ward. She couldn't help but think of the little boy's face. The eyes were shut so firmly, as if he could not bear what he had witnessed. His father had hit a tree by the side of the road and died instantly. Sara had noticed that the usually upbeat and talkative ambulance crew had been downcast and silent when they delivered the boy to the department. She sensed that this was one of the rescues they would never forget. The ones that would burn themselves into their thoughts and give them nightmares. The chief surgeon had displayed some of that solemnity when he had informed the rest of the staff of the boy's condition. It could go both ways, he said. But if the boy did survive, there was a substantial risk of brain damage. The double doors slid silently open. Sara went out of the lift and down the long basement corridor, rubbing her temple. The ache was throbbing to the rhythm of her heartbeat. She heard the sound of footsteps, turned around, and saw a tall figure clad in white. Whoever it was gave her a wave as a greeting. She was not entirely sure who it was, but she felt as if she'd seen him before and she waved back. Down in the basement of the leading hospital in the nation, it felt like a different world. The light was slightly dim, and the chilled air moving through the subterranean corridors carried a smell of disinfectant. She followed the multicoloured walkway stripes on the linoleum floors which formed complex patterns in bright colours. Even so, the overall impression of the basement was rather gloomy, and she was not too fond of being there all by herself. Sara entered the locker room and yawned as she went through the familiar motions of getting ready to go home. A small mirror on the inside of her locker door showed an exhausted and pale version of herself. The dark lines under her eyes were a clear sign that she hadn't been getting enough sleep. Some were better at staying awake for night shifts than others. She mostly struggled to fall asleep when she got home, because the impressions from the busy night shift were swirling around in her mind. And yet she preferred the night shifts and the temporary calm in the ward. A calm that, in neurosurgery, meant a sort of slumbering readiness. Death was always right around the corner. And some of the patients managed to sneak past her professional armour and make a lasting impression, as the little boy had done. The row of metal lockers cast still shadows, and the silence of the locker room was eerie. There was a small clicking noise when she opened the buttons on her scrubs, and she let them fall down around her ankles. She undid the clasp of her bra and quickly rubbed the area where the straps had dug into her skin. Then she took off her pantyhose and rolled down her knickers. Sara gathered up her underwear, put it in the bottom of her locker, and closed the door. She picked up the scrubs and put them in an almost full yellow laundry sack, then tiptoed over to a table where there was a stack of towels. She smiled tiredly at the size of them, which reminded her of a washcloth. Then she walked over to the shower stalls. Sara hung her towel on a peg, turned on the water and got a handful of soap from a dispenser on the wall. She washed herself and enjoyed the heat of the prickly spray of water for a little while, then switched off the tap. She dried herself with the rough towel, but froze when she heard a noise. It sounded like a locker being slammed shut, hard enough to reverberate on the concrete. She left the shower stall and approached her locker.